In the past, we've taken time during our monthly news roundups to promote upcoming events. For this week's show, we want to look ahead to TEDx Fort Wayne. The 2019 edition of Northeast Indiana's TEDx event is Saturday, April 13th. Tickets for the event are still available at TEDxFortWayne.com. Earlier this week, I was joined in studio by TEDx Fort Wayne organizer Mark Hagar, as well as three of the event's speakers. Our conversation began with Hagar describing the planning process that took a field of 50 applicants to give talks down to 25, and then what set apart the final 13.
Yeah, we did have about 50 people apply this year. We have a committee that reviews all the applications, and so to say what sets an individual apart, that's sort of a committee opinion. And I think what's always been surprising to me is the unanimous view of the committee. Oftentimes, we kind of all look at the same thing, and you would expect probably more debate than we typically have. We look through these applicants, and everybody kind of says, it's topically significant. The speaker brings some degree of expertise that we look for, and it's not just somebody who has an opinion. Everyone has opinions, but we want to bring some sort of expertise, whether that's through experience or through research, or in some cases, both. So these speakers this year really did stand out because of that significance.
Three speakers, Jennifer Bermejo, Aaron Robles, and Selena Scardina, joined us in the studio. I asked each of them when they first became aware of TED, how their talks related to TEDx Fort Wayne's 2019 theme, Momentum, and why they are excited to share their talks with the audience on the 13th. Here's Jennifer Bermejo. Her talk is called Raising Mothers, It Takes a Village.
My first exposure to TED was through Brené Brown with The Power of Vulnerability. She really spoke to me through that, and it's an honor to be a part of it now. Last year, I was overseas at the time, so I couldn't join in. But this year, I'm really looking forward and, again, honored to be a part of such a great group of presenters. My talk is about motherhood and some of the struggles of motherhood, specifically with postpartum depression. And I think when we're talking about stigmas and in society, we really want to bring those to light so that people can get the resources that they need. We can provide the education that we need to a greater society to kind of move us forward, to make us stronger. And I'm really excited to talk about that. Motherhood is not just an individual experience, it's really a community experience. And creating that village around mothers and supporting mothers really only benefits a greater community as we raise our children, as we raise each other.
Here's Aaron Robles. His talk is called The Power of Abundance, Why It Pays to Give.
In terms of TEDx Fort Wayne, I actually volunteered at one a few years back. I was able to volunteer and just not only got to help people during the event setup, but just got to see all of the great speakers, and just those speakers seeing where they are now has been just incredible to watch those ideas come into fruition and just kind of what they've done since then. I came to the United States when I was about 1 year old, and my options were very limited. But as people came and helped me and gave me opportunities that I didn't have on my own, it was just incredible how much momentum I started picking up in my own life. So now, as an entrepreneur, as someone who's very committed to trying to help other people, my talk is about giving back. So how giving helps us. And the whole talk is focused on momentum and when you give, kind of how that motivates and helps other people and how that spreads like wildfire. So the idea of spreading momentum is something that benefits everyone. And it's just giving people the opportunity to see that they can give someone else momentum, which I think is very powerful. I think we all have this innate ability to help someone else with something that we know or can extend to some other person. And I just think it's empowering people to understand what they already have and help them give. And I think that helps a lot of people.
Here's Selena Scardina. Her talk is called A Defining Time for Human Connection in Customer Service. Also, a full disclosure, Selena is a WBOI board member, as well as Senior Vice President of Customer Experience at Sweetwater, a financial supporter of WBOI.
I don't think I'll ever forget my first exposure to TED Talks, and it was definitely Simon Sinek, Start With Why. And I was hooked after that. I thought, what an amazing forum where thought and ideas could be shared that were so almost liberating in terms of what conventional thinking was. I think the stage is pretty amazing to be on, and I really do feel honored to be part of it in Fort Wayne. technology has taken us into a direction that we really never thought possible. But what's also interesting is this idea of the human connection. And although momentum is going in one direction, I don't feel like the human connection, especially around customer service, has kept up. So I hope to get the audience to really be involved around the potential of customer service and human connection gaining traction now and catching up to where our technology has been in the last several years. There is almost a misunderstanding or lack of understanding around what the 3 million customer service representatives in this country do every day and the power that these individuals have when they dedicate their careers to customer service. There's an opportunity to drive kindness and patience in this country like never before and increase the momentum around that if we focus on it.
Jennifer, Aaron, and Selena, I want to thank you all so much for your time and best of luck on the TED stage.
Thank you so much.